My practice in these presentations typically is that I try to be very honest, very straightforward, and really give you my thoughts on the agencies involved and really try to tell it like it is and really try to treat it like the agencies themselves aren't in the room. And that's mostly because they never are in the room. This is a little different. Not only are they in the room, and I'm actually looking at you, Shamal Ship Chandler, in the back row, but they're on the panel, and they're seated right next to me. And so this is a phenomenal opportunity, not only for you guys, but for myself, Chad, and everybody else, to really get direct insight from the SEC on views about cybersecurity and how the agency treats a lot of the cybersecurity concerns. So with that, Chad, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you.
Great. So I think it was interesting. I actually looked at the planned attendance list, and most of you guys are what I used to be, which is practicing lawyers and partners in large law firms. And I think you've got a unique challenge is the first thing that I would say, because you are tasked with making sure your clients who hire you comply with this man's rules. And in this case, when we're talking about cybersecurity, the SEC has basically said, especially for certain of the entities that it regulates, hey, guys, the game is up. You're actually going to have good cybersecurity. But most of you guys are securities lawyers. You're litigators by trade. You are not cybersecurity professionals. And I actually think you've got an interesting challenge at this point, because you're going to have to become somewhat educated on this topic that's really outside of what many of you have done for the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years for some of you who've had longer careers. The way I wanted to kick it off was just to go through, and so the screen's behind us, just a little bit of a history.